This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 337, and today we're going to be talking about commitment. And just before we get started, I just want to share, kind of ties into commitment. Memorial Day, we did the Murph, our local box, and actually a lot of the CrossFit boxes do the Murph. It's for Mike Murphy, Navy SEAL who was killed in action. And the Murph is a 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then a mile run again. And really, in order to complete this, you have to commit to it. And so we're going to be talking about commitment today and different levels. But what I've been noticing is even on the small level. So again, let me stop there for a second. And how we do anything is a reflection of how we do everything. So if we can't make commitments on the small level, we're certainly not going to make commitments in the large levels. So when the word commitment comes up, most people think about relationships, and that's at a larger level. But I'm going to start off at a smaller level, a commitment to going out with a friend. You know, I've asked people, hey, what are you doing next Thursday? Nothing. Oh, do you want to go out? You know, hey, let's go out and get a beer. Let's go out and get a burger. Well, I don't know. I got to see if something comes up. Seriously? You just said you have nothing, and now you're afraid to make a commitment when you have nothing on your books. And how many times has this happened to you, but also how many times have you done this to somebody else, right? And a warrior makes that commitment. A person of confidence makes the commitment, and either they commit to it, or if they don't want to go, they go, no, thank you. But they don't go, I have to see if something else comes up. That's baloney, because what happens is what we're doing is we're discounting the person that has asked us to hang out, and we're going to take this, we're going to escalate this commitment from just, I'll call it hanging out, to relationships, to your purpose in life, right? All of these require a commitment, and if you commit to nothing, you're going to be distracted by everything. So let's just say you ask somebody to go out and they respond back to you, I'll go out unless something else comes up. One, how does that make you feel, first of all? Because now they're saying that, yeah, you're okay if nothing else comes up, but if something else comes up, you're not that important to me in my life. How much of a friend is that, first of all? And if you do it, shame on you. And I hope that if you look at how many times you do this, when somebody says, hey, let's go hang out, and you either say yes or no, that's it. It's a yes or no question. It's not no if something else comes up. If you have plans for that, or if you have tentative plans for that meeting or that night or that day, you can say, I have already asked somebody to go hang out. I will get back with them and see what they want to commit to. But you see, here's this domino effect. If nobody commits, then all of a sudden, here comes that day, that night that you're supposed to go hang out, and you got nothing to do. You sit home bored going, geez, why don't I have any friends? Because nobody's going to make a commitment. You got to be able to make a commitment to your friends. If they're your friends, then make the commitment. If they're not your friends, then get them out of your life. It's simple. Make a commitment to get them out of your life. But if you tell somebody, if somebody asks you to go hang out and you have nothing on your calendar and you want to hang out, you say, yes, I'm committed to it. If you don't, then say no. You do not disrespect that person by telling them, yes, unless something else comes up. That is bullshit. And that is just discounting the person, discounting the value of the relationship, discounting everything around it. Now, if it's done to you, call the person out. Have the guts to call them out and go, wait a second. You said you have nothing to do. Are you saying that I'm not that important to you? Yeah, it may start some arguments, may start some fights, but somebody's got to bring this conversation up, right? This commitment conversation has been going around. People are so lackadaisical and it's, oh, well, let's go hang out. I'll see maybe if I'm in town, if I'm not in town. Damn it. Look at your calendar. Are you in town or are you not in town? Make the commitment and stick with it. This is just the basic thing. Going out for a beer, going out for dinner, going out, hanging out. Why can't people make a commitment? Imagine if they had to make a commitment in a relationship. Oh my gosh, it's going to be forever. They're going to be single forever. And they're going to start saying, well, I like being single. Come on. You're going to be single and alone if you can't make a commitment to anybody. So we have to start to learn how to make a commitment. Again, if you're committed to nothing, you're going to be distracted by everything. And this is the same thing. So we'll still be small on this. So if you can't commit to going out with a friend, a buddy, a girlfriend, another couple going out, if you can't commit to that, you're going to be distracted by, should I stay home and watch TV? Should I go to the movie? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do something else? Because once you make a commitment, there's no other distractions because that's what you're going to do. You make the commitment, you stay with it, and you move. And yes, some people will make a commitment now and then, but check out yourself. This is meant for you who's listening. Check yourself out. How often have you said yes or no? That's it, to a request to go hang out, to do something. Can you help me? Can you help me move? Well, I gotta see. No, either yes or no. Don't be afraid of it. Just say it. Make the commitment and say, no, I cannot help you, or yes, I can help you. Do you want to go hang out? No, I can't. Yes, I can. Make the commitment. Have some guts. Have some courage. We're only talking about hanging out, for gosh sakes. But here's the thing. If you can't make a commitment on this, you're certainly not going to make a commitment on a lot of other things. Where should you live? The type of career? Your purpose in life? How can you commit to your purpose if you can't even commit to going out for a burger? Think about it. This is so insane. And people wandering around their life, wondering why they feel lost, why they don't feel fulfilled, why they're searching for something when they can't even make a commitment to go out and have a burger. Come on, people, get with it. Start to make commitments. You need to get these commitments under control, meaning you need to control your commitment. And if somebody can't commit to you, you need to call them out on that. You can tell I'm pretty fired up about this because it happens so often, and it's just discounted. Somebody's got to start to call the people out and call you out on this. I'm guilty. I know I am, and I'm doing my very, very best to make commitments. I'm starting to say no more often than I'll see or I'll get back to you, right? That's the other one, is that I'll get back to you. Now, if you really have to check your calendar because you don't have it accessible, tell them I'll get back to you, and then get back to them within that time frame. I mean, I know there's circumstances where you don't have your calendar in front of you. You might not have your smartphone. You might not be in your computer, whatever it might be. But then tell the person, I don't know. I'll have to get back to you. Then get back to them and say yes or no. That is it. But commitment is the key to success. If you don't commit to something, again, you're going to be distracted by everything. So when you start looking at your own personal success, your own business, how committed to it, and what does that commitment mean for you? And if we're talking about personal, so if you're committed to changing your physique, whether that's losing weight, putting on muscles, that commitment requires dedication. It requires going to the gym. It requires working out. It requires nutrition. You have to commit to it. Once you commit to it, the rest is just easy because it's steps. But if you don't commit to it, you're going to be distracted by lousy food, by sleeping in late, by not going to the gym, by doing things that aren't healthy. Once you make that commitment, all other distractions fade away. You don't have to fight the distractions. When I coach clients and they ask me, how do I stop being distracted by this, by that? I go, make a commitment to what you want and stay with it. Once you make that commitment and get the focus, all the other distractions fall away. You don't have to put any energy into those distractions because they're not there because you're focusing on what you want. Try it out for yourself this weekend. Focus on something that you really want. Just whether it's going out and gardening, whether it's, you know, commit to gardening for an hour, commit to something and put your full attention into it. And you'll be amazed at how all the other quote distractions in life just evaporate. They're just gone. They're not there anymore. So when you make a commitment, one, you don't have distractions. So you can, There's a clear path in front of you on how to go. And if you're not committed, you're going to wander all over the place. So, you know, I use mountaineering as an example. If you're committed to a route, you climb that route and you climb it. Yes, there may be some deviations, but you still going there. But if you're not if you don't know what route to commit to, oh, let's go over to this one. Let's go to the base of this one. You go to the different trailheads and all you can do is go back from trailhead to trailhead. You never climb the mountain. You never get on that hike because you can't make that commitment. Make the commitment. And then what if I'm wrong? So leaders, when they have most information, they make the right commitment. And if they don't, they make that commitment right. So whatever you commit to, make it the right one. Just commit to it. And if you're wrong, use it as a learning, right? This is mental sensitivity, is people are afraid to commit because they may be wrong. Mentally strong people commit and go, hey, if I get feedback, I'll know how to correct it. If it's only wrong if you stop. When you start making a commitment towards something and you get feedback that you didn't want, then you correct and continue, correct and continue. But that correct and continue is based on your commitment to what you want. So even if you commit and things don't go your way, you still have feedback and going, oh, maybe I'll try something else. But you got to commit to what you want. And the biggest way to start this commitment, to be committed, is to develop mental strength. And the best place to develop mental strength is through my online program, warriormindtraining.com. In there, there's online training, there's my ebook in there, and it takes you through the process of developing mental strength. And you need mental strength to make this commitment. We have become a nation of mentally weak individuals. We can't commit to ourselves, we can't commit to other people, and we wonder why our life is a mess. It's because we haven't committed. So hop on over to warriormindtraining.com. Start building your mental strength. If you'd like to find out where you are on a scale, on a mental strength scale, check out mentalstrengthmastery.com. There you can get the assessment, take the assessment. There's a toolkit that goes with it. But whatever you do, start making a commitment, and you're going to see how life becomes so much easier. It will be. It may not be simple, but it's going to be easier once you start to make a commitment. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.